LA Talk Radio thanks you for being a listener. Did you know you too can host your own radio show with us? Go to our site at latalkradio.com or email info@latalkradio.com right now and start your show today.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Cindy DeFerdinand, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Concierge Coaches Show. I'm Bruce Cameron, along with Cindy DeFerdinand.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, welcome. Well, today...
another fabulous day here in Southern California.
Right. But our special guest is surviving a not-so-special day down in the Yukon. But hopefully... The storm will be at bay. Our special guest today, folks, is Genevieve Marion, and she is wellness coach and wellness director of Relive Mexico. And this is a wonderful 8-bed program. It's 8-bed for addiction and recovery, exclusively for women, 8-bed women's facility. And it's conveniently located, very quiet, on the water near Puerto Morelos, Mexico, which is in between Playa del Carmen and Cancun. So I've had the honor and privilege of being there and conferring with the staff as they begin a very exciting program. And when I was down there, Cindy, I had a chance to talk with Genevieve at length about what she does and how she does it, and just Genevieve as a person is just so multifaceted, even when it comes to, I believe, some Brazilian and Canadian roots and everything, and just a real wonderful person. So Genevieve, welcome to the show, Genevieve. Welcome.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you.
Thank you, Cindy. It's very nice to be
here. You're so welcome. And you sound pretty clear. How is the weather? Pretty bad there?
Well, it comes and goes. We are really right under Franklin, which is the tropical storm that is hitting our coast. But it's a lot of rain, and it makes me feel like home, like Canada. So that's great.
That's nice. Nostalgic for you. So this facility sounds fabulous. And I know I've talked to Bruce a bit about it as he went down to set up some of the policies and procedures. And we're really excited to have you on the show today. Do you actually live in the town, or you actually live at the facility? How's that work? Are you there around the clock, or tell us a little bit about your role and your hours and how you work there?
Yes, I don't live actually on the facility. I do live nearby. I've been living in Puerto Morelos for 10 years now. And I live, I have my own house in town. But I start my day coming to wake up the girls with some sunrise soft yoga. So it's for all levels,
nice.
Really. So I show it's a really an introductory yoga to wake up to the sunrise over the Caribbean Sea.
So oh my God, that sounds fabulous.
Stay with. Yeah.
It's nice.
It's beautiful. So as Bruce said, it's an 8-bed facility. So it's very easy for me to be able to give a private service to each one of the women in for example, the introduction to yoga, for example. So if they have never done it before, if they need special assistance because they have some physical background issues or whatever, I can adapt to all of this. So this is very important for us to be able to give this attention to every one of us.
Yeah, the one-on-one.
The one-on-one service, the one-on-one approach. So this is how our day starts. then the girls are going on group therapy. So they are going to spend their morning in group therapy until lunch with our psychotherapist. Then when afternoon comes, it's Jenny time. So this is my time with them. So we are going to do a program that is built to involve body, mind, and spirit. So this is the approach of the wellness program. So what we are going to be doing for the body, we are going to be covering some physical activities, low impact aerobics, aqua aerobics in the pool. We have beautiful pool. Nice. Some stretching as well, so that we can stimulate endorphins, build strength, and get rid of tensions that might have built in the physical body. Also, we are offering massage. We are giving a massage a week to every one of the girls. And also, our therapist, our massage therapist, has a whole background in traditional medicine and holistic medicine. So she incorporates also techniques for each one of the women's needs. Yeah. Also,
yeah,
talking
I love
about
massage.
The body
That's such
again,
a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that you move all the tensions away from your physical exercise. Also, we are having also talking about the body. We have a special menu that I built so that we are learning to cook what we like, but in a healthy way. So each woman every day is going to come with me to the market, and we're going to select our ingredients, and we're going to build a menu together for dinner, and we are going to cook it for the rest of the community. So for the rest of the girls that are staying on
site. I love that.
Yeah, so that we stimulate also with that. We learn some new cooking skills, and I give information about all the ingredients, why it's better to use this ingredient over this one, why is it healthier. And so we're going to learn a lot about how to feed the body with the food that we are eating, not only to feed our taste of it, you know, so we are going to taste wonderful, but also it's going to be nurturing the body. It's going to be feeding it.
Yeah. And how much time, like do you trade off? Like, so one guest goes one day to the market and helps you cook, and the next, how do you schedule that? I love that idea of helping them. You know, I'm a clinical nutritionist and coach, and I find a lot through the years, one of the biggest problems is people don't like to cook, don't have time to cook, don't know how to cook. So I love that you're incorporating, teaching them and getting them involved to that level. So how do you schedule that with the guests? Just one person a day? How do you do that?
Yes, it is one person a day. So one day for Monday, for example, we're going to meet with one of the girls, and we're going to plan the menu for the next day. I'm going to go with her the next day to buy all the ingredients that we are going to need.
Oh, cool.
And like this, it's always we meet first for about an hour to do a little bit of consultation. If
right.
her life is to be too busy to cook, then we're going to find some options that are easy and quick to cook.
Exactly.
To prepare.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be hard.
No, it doesn't have to be hard. It can be very easy. Also, things that they're going to find on their market, because in Mexico, we have all of those funky fruits. If you want to try something different as well, you know, there's a lot of flexibility in this project. So
nice.
The menu for the day, I built myself, and it's going to be a cook that is going to come and prepare it. It's super healthy, but still we have snacks, and we have like things to eat during the day that nobody's going to go hungry for sure. And they're going to learn how to prepare all of it. And if they have liked a lot one of the meals that we have had, well, they can learn and cook it as well.
Yeah, that's great. They can take it home and do it at home, right? All that knowledge.
Totally.
That's awesome. Good.
Yeah. Also, we have the mind, did you have a question? Sorry.
No. I was just wondering what was next besides the nutrition, wellness, the cooking, the yoga. What else do you do with the gals?
Exactly. So I was coming to the mind part. So also in our program, we're going to have some, we're going to teach different breathing exercises. So some breathing exercises, we call them pranayama in yoga, but it's some breathing exercises, for example, one specific one to lower anxiety, or to help you sleep at night. If you have trouble sleeping, some different tricks, some different tips on how can you get to sleep at night, even if you wake up in the middle of the night, a specific breathing exercise, a specific guided meditation that you can do to yourself, a guided relaxation of the body. We're going to work also on mindfulness. The past is the past. The future is not yet happening. And right now we can focus in the present. And we are giving them the skills to be able to know how to do that, you know, to really feel the present moment, this connection. We're going to take care of future when it's time to take care of future. But some mindfulness guided meditation, some guided visualization as well, to implement positive imagery in the brain and to have a better way of looking at life that is more positive and more joyful.
Yeah.
We're also going to be doing some art therapy. So one example I can give you about that is to build a vision board. So out of some magazines, we're going to cut some pictures, some words that appeal to us, and I'll put that all together so that we can see what kind of vision of life we have. What do we want to see happening in our future so that we can feed on that, you know?
Nice.
Build hope and
moving forward, right?
Moving forward, totally. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Totally moving forward. Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
This is pretty much the mind part.
I want to go back to the Genevieve. We could let's go back to the sleeping piece. You know, a lot of ladies are going to have sleeping as an issue, depression as an issue, possibly anxiety issues as well, kind of all wrapped into that. And I think that some of the work that you're doing, right, will be able to unlock that, and actually to be able to do the physical work, if you will actually make, I know you have a psychologist on staff, it'll make her job a little bit easier, I think, perhaps, you know, to unlock that. So kind of talk about how some of that work that you do really does help somebody not only get to sleep, but also stay asleep. Can you talk about that a little bit more?
Yeah, so all the combination and of the different elements are going to help to have more stability, if I can use more of that word. So a better way of feeling better into your body. Of course, after the exercise, well, you get a little bit more tired physically, so that's going to help you go to sleep as well. The breathing exercise, the stretching, the massage, it's all releasing tensions emotionally and physically and mentally. So all of those elements combined together is so that you feel better with yourself, you feel better in your body, so this is going to help you sleep better. It's all a combination of it all. Also, the different food that we are giving you, it balances the nervous system. And so all of this together was, I would say, is going to help the girls to overcome the anxiety, overcome the depression state, to overcome the insomnia. So also because we have the psychotherapist on site, so that is going to be meeting with them one-on-one and group. So this, I don't want to talk so much about her part because it doesn't interest on me. But
sure.
Like on my part, this is pretty much what I could say. And for like the deeper level and the source of it all and the way they can move forward with their therapy is going to be on the psychotherapist's hands.
For sure.
How long do they stay? How long do they average stay, Genevieve, at the facility?
It is a six-week program.
Six weeks, okay.
Yeah, it's a six-week program. If for any reason a person would like to stay longer, it's possible for sure. But it's a six-week program that we are offering.
So that's quite a bit of time. I mean, a lot of habits can be changed in that amount of time. And certainly doing, you know, eating healthier and having time for the group and the therapy and all the different modalities that you talked about will really center people. How quickly do you see, I got a couple of questions rattling my brain in terms of somebody comes with an alcohol or a drug addiction and they have anxiety or, you know, some of these different issues on top of it. How long does it take them, a couple of questions, to settle in and really calm down because you're practicing all these things in this facility? And then I'd like to also address, your recommendations when people leave the facility and have to go, you know, back to their life. And maybe that includes children or a job or a mate or, you know, how do they, you know, what do you recommend after they go home? But can we start with like, how long does it generally take for people to settle in and to really start calming and getting the benefit of all these different treatments?
It's really, really that, this is why we have an approach for every individual. It's going to change for every single person. Mm-hmm. And even though you feel a lot more relaxed after 3 days, maybe after a week and a half, then some other things are going to pop up, you know?
Right.
But physically, after 3 weeks, they should see a big major change.
A shift happening. Yeah.
A shift, yeah. So, because the whole body can take about a month to completely say that it would be renovated, but also to completely renovate the body, it can take up to a year. So, we are going to send them home with a contact, and this person is in charge while they are with us. To put them in contact when they get home with, if they like yoga, if it's something that resolves them, then they are going to be put in contact with a yoga facility, a yoga studio, a yoga teacher that is practicing kind of the same teaching that I am teaching. Also, and for all of this, everything that was good to them and that they connect with, we are going to give them this possibility to maintain this lifestyle at home. And every person is different. The different tips for how to bring this wellness and this well-being into their day-to-day life is going to differ, right? It's going to be, there is no one recipe book. It's going to be different for each one.
Right. It depends on what
your question.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And I love that you brought up the individual approach, because I definitely believe in that philosophy, because everybody who comes into my practice or my office is certainly a different individual biochemically, their life situation, their circumstances, their current health status. I mean, you know, I do believe in that individual assessment and treatment, and I think it's the way to go. I guess for me, it would be like, that sounds like such a wonderful place to be and to recover and to heal. And you guys have a pretty, all body approach, if you will, mind, body, spirit type of thing. How do you approach the spiritual side with your guests or your clients?
Yes, excellent question. I was coming with that. So okay. The spiritual approach, we don't have a religion. We don't have a... So the basic philosophy is to bring them in connection with the joy of living.
Oh, so I like that.
How you connect with that is what is going to be your spiritual path. If it goes through one of the religions, well, perfect. If it doesn't, perfect as well, you know? So we are going to, especially I'm going to work on building this link and making it stronger in a person's heart, you know, the joy of living.
Yeah, I have a coaching client and her business is A Joyful Life, and that's exactly what she does in coaching, is help people move from miserable to joy. And I love her business model. Yeah, that's fabulous. So how does that work as you work with people individually? Are they clueless? Are they tapped in? Have they forgotten? What's your general experience with women individually when it comes to joy?
I didn't understand that question. Sorry, I like the enumeration
how do
that you did.
Your experience in each individual woman, you know, like how, what's your experience? Have they lost the joy in their life? What's their journey back? Can you talk to us a little bit about what your experience is and how you lead them to that, or help them, I guess, facilitate, coach them back to joy?
Okay, let's put it in an image. So let's say that the sky is blue, and there, depending on the person, there's gonna be a lot of clouds to cover it up. So it's slowly to learn how, with all of this approach, with all of the therapists working together and our whole program, is to help dissipating the clouds so that the sky can appear to be blue again.
So they can see it again, right? Feel it again. Yeah, yeah, that's great.
They can see it again. Mm-hmm. And to make them understand that the sky, no matter how many clouds there is, the sky is always blue. Now, do you want to see it? Yeah.
Right.
So let's take this cloud out, this cloud out, this cloud out, and different techniques to be able to do that. Not one technique is going to suit every girl. Some people can really connect with physical activity. Some other people are more connected with mindfulness. Some others with guided meditation. You know. Also, one important thing that we are giving into our program is off-site activities, so that they are going to go into nature, and we're going to visit several thousand years old caves where we're going to be seeing stalactites and stalagmites. We're going to be in the jungle swimming in some lagoons, and we're going to go see some very old Mayan ruins. And so we're going to meet with Mayan communities so that we can be also in contact with how people can live with basically nothing and be so happy. And like with
that's nice,
dirt
that's
floor,
very nice.
Houses and like so. It's, so all of this also is covered in our program. And also we are doing some volunteer work. So we're going to go to the dog rescue center, and we're going to be working with this place to help some dogs that come from the street that are in very bad shape. And after maybe a week of being at the center, you can totally see the change, and they get back to life. And so this contact as well that we are going to be offering people, so that they can also feel like they are doing something positive, you know, and reconnect with this feeling of, wow, I'm totally capable of passing joy to another being, you know.
I think
being of service.
Service.
When they're out there doing these activities, like these dogs that they're interacting with, this isn't like some sort of a United States dog shelter, right? I mean, this is, you know, these dogs are damaged at a whole another level.
Real deal, yeah.
Yeah, and then also...
That's great symbolism. I mean, the connection between the, you know, dogs healing and them healing individually as women, too. There's a lot of symbolism there, you know?
Totally.
That could be very, very effective, yeah.
Yeah, very.
Yeah, so this is very important for us as well, so that they can have this contact. And we're also going to go to another place, which is the monkey sanctuary. So also they're going to be working with different types of animals. Maybe you don't connect so much with the dog, but you're going to connect with the monkey, you know. So we're going to be working in both of those centers as volunteers.
Sounds like a fabulous experience for them, all around experience.
Yeah, I mean, and again, that, you know, being down there, you know, and just, like I said, the monkey sanctuary, I mean, that's a whole other level of connection. You know, you see stuff with horses, sometimes you see stuff with dolphins, you know, but I think the monkey sanctuary, I mean, that's going to add a whole other element, you know, that we don't see that, you know, we see canine therapy. Equestrian therapy.
Equestrian's big, yeah.
But man, when you're down there, you know, there is something about being down there. I mean, you're in a whole different world. I mean, it's not too far removed from, but it's pretty doggone removed from
the norm.
From
but mean, accessible. Yeah, it's still accessible easily.
It's still accessible by plane, you know, but, you know, you fly into Cancun, but you're driving about 45 minutes to an hour ish, depending on traffic, out of Cancun. So again, I think, and the way that the schedule is just that there are group activities and there is a milieu, but there's a lot of individual activities, right? There's a lot of individual activities that this program is more individualized than you think. And that's easy to do when it's only 8 people, right? So
Exactly.
you could
Yeah,
actually
and
do
because
that.
the group is so small, it's almost individual as well. And yeah, an 8 people group is very is
Very
almost
intimate.
private, you
Yeah,
know.
yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
Oh, for
very
sure.
intimate.
Absolutely. And that you're
And
able
even
to
on the
cover.
off-site, we're always going to have 2 to 3 staff. When the group is full, we're always going to have 2 to 3 staff. We're always going to have a very good ratio of therapists and staff to be with the women when they are off-site, so that they always feel like they are very well looked after and they feel safe. And if anything comes up, like they can come to us and we're here.
Yeah, yeah. Again, you guys, yeah, with the small program has that advantage. You're going to have plenty of coverage. Your staff to client ratio far exceeds that of a regular, if you will, rehab, quote, quote, rehab, unquote. And also the price point here, maybe we don't have to get into the price, but if it's 6 weeks, so this program is half again longer than most rehabs that you pay for in the United States. I mean, usually it's like
And
30 days.
what's the average stay? Like a
If you say in
30
6 weeks,
days?
yeah, in the United States
Okay.
it's 30
Yeah.
days, your
Okay.
insurance and this and that and the other. But this is a 6 week program, and
Little longer. I think I like the idea of that 6 weeks, from changing, habits and cementing things. A little bit longer, I think, is probably better, actually.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Having that extra time is so important to, like you said, to lock in some of the new skills, new thinking, those things. And that's, I think that makes a difference. And then just, dollar for dollar, it's just going to be cheaper than what you would get anywhere, most anywhere anyway, here in the United States. And the staff, not only Genevieve, but everybody else there, is very well qualified, educated, and just perfect for the facility. So it's a real pleasure to do that. Now, I have a question. I've been
I had
long.
one popping in my head too, so you go first,
My
Bruce.
turn. It's my turn. Tell us about in more detail again about the, you told me when I was there. I want to hear it again, but I want to hear about what the vision board is. But I also want to hear what a self board is and kind of talk about both of those if you can.
Okay, so the vision board—they're pretty much the same material to be used when.
Okay.
One mag some magazines and then some cutting the images. But no, but both of them is similar, but the goal is completely different. So the vision board is to cut some images in a magazine, some words that you find that appeal to you, so that you build a vision of how you would like to see yourself in the future. You can pick up that you want it to be a near future. You can pick up the future, you can combine it all. And you put those images together. So with this idea in mind, you scroll through the magazine and you look and then you're like, oh wow, I'd like to travel more, So you put some images of other countries you'd like to visit, or you see yourself like two old people together laughing, and you're like, yes, I would like to have a partner in life. I want both of us to be in love and happy. So you can cut that image off, and you put it on your paper. And so all of those images and words that are going to be your future vision of what your dreams are, and nothing is not to be realized, And so you can look at it every night, and this is what you are feeding yourself with. You say, yeah, this is what I want. I really want this, and this is what I want for me, and I deserve this, and I deserve to be happy this way, So this is the vision board. It's about which word did you use, Cindy, that I liked a lot? It wasn't like a. So yeah, it's your future, you know.
Oh yes, yes. Move forward.
Yeah, it's the moving forward. So it's mm-hmm. your moving forward guide. And then the myself board is how do you see yourself? So you do it at the beginning of the day, and you are going to be using different images, different words that describe you as you are seeing yourself at the moment. And then you're going to look at it at the end of this day, and you're going to see, is this how I see myself now? Is this really me? Is this who I am now at this stage, you know, after 6 weeks at Relive? So
that's nice. That gives them perspective. You, yeah.
Yeah. It gives them perspective. It gives them as well, because we are wanting to build self-confidence as well. So to make them to get in touch with what they are good at and why they love themselves for, and self-love is so major in this process. And so, yeah, this is what the myself board is. So it's to build an image of yourself that you're going to be looking at the end of this day, and create a new one with the new perspective that you have of yourself.
Right, and the growth that they've had. And also like the self-care, like the wellness program that you provide speaks to me about individual self-care, and that you stay connected to them when they leave the program. Like you had mentioned, like if they love yoga, if that was part of what they really connected to for their self-care, that you would connect them in the community that they live in through one of your staff members. Because I think the continuous self-care is pretty critical, and, you know, not just for somebody who's going into recovery, but for all of us, you know, that people get busy in their life and forget about the elements of their own self-care program, so to speak. So I like that you have that continuation.
Yeah, it's very important that you mentioned that, because I do want to put a little bit of emphasis on this, that it's very important for us. We're not, when you live, relive, we don't want this to have been like some kind of a dream for 6 weeks and then you go back to reality and here you go, deal with what you've learned. It's very important for us to put them with a good aftercare program.
Absolutely.
So, a good group therapy or individual therapy or both of them that they can access to locally with the approach that they connected with the most. And yes, the yoga and so on, you know. So it's very important for us that we offer all the possibilities of continuity for them in the day-to-day life.
And actually, they choreograph what works for them to some degree, right? Because it's so individualized.
What's a choreograph?
Choreograph, meaning they design the self-care program. They design what they resonate with, what works for them, what calms them.
Exactly.
And so you're supporting them. Right.
Yeah, if they didn't like yoga, you're not going to send them to a yoga program. Maybe they like swimming better, or maybe they like, you know. Whatever mm-hmm. they like.
Whatever works
yeah,
for them.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
What they resonate with the most.
Right, I love that.
No bailando, Cindy. No bailando. We're talking about tratamiento. We're talking about treatment. Anyway, just kidding. But it's like...
Good for you. Wow, for some press. You go.
I could say something about dancing and treatment in the same sentence. But anyway.
Incorporate dance. Good question. Do you incorporate dance, Genevieve?
We don't have dancing yet, but it's not excluded. We want to give Sunday some free time. There is no reason why we can't put some music out and do some dancing for sure.
Definitely good for the soul.
And they're not a Baptist program, so you can, just kidding.
You can dance.
But seriously, I like what you said about, hey, this isn't some sort of a spa thing, and we want you to really learn some things while you're here with us and then take those home. And so it doesn't kind of feel like some sort of vacation, and then all of a sudden you're back in wherever, United States or whatever, and back to the same old thing. And all this is now just a distant memory. So I do like the fact that you guys have that. I know you have an aftercare coordinator that will stay on the case and get individualized services for the person. And I know after speaking to your Joe and your leadership there that there's a plethora of recovery coaches I know that we've had Callie Estes on the show, and her squad of coaches I know is pretty well connected with you guys. So there's there's actually this aftercare continuity of care piece that is with this program that I think is right on par, if not better, than some of the other programs here in the United States. So I just wanted to get that in.
And that's very, yes. Very, very well said. I also wanted to ask, in terms of individual care, when it comes to nutrition, wellness, medical, what type of assessments and do you offer individually from a holistic healthcare stand? Are you doing labs on the women, or are they seeing a doctor? I mean, okay.
So we have access to a doctor. If they have medicine that we need to be taking, we are not going to touch that. So we are not clinical. We are holistic, okay. But we are okay. Not clinical. So this is why they come to us when they have done a detox. So we are
okay. So post detox. Okay, I'm with you.
We are post detox, yeah. But we do have a doctor that is that we are in connection with, and that can come to the facility, or that we can go to his office depending on the emergency of the situation. But he's a very professional doctor, and he uses actually both approaches, both allopathic, which is like the common medicine, and holistic approach. So it's to the woman to pick what kind of medicine or what kind of approach she wants. If it's a person that has always used holistic medicine, her choice, if she wants pills and needs them, then it's going to be the doctor's call.
Okay, I'm with you. So that's also based on the individual as well, what their orientation would be or their choice would be.
Yes, and right when they get off the plane, they get a medical, to make sure that everything's okay. Like, I guess a medical
screening. Yeah, there's a
checkup.
Little medical.
A checkup. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A medical checkup, yes.
So, and also...
with this doctor.
And also there is a, I believe there's a female psychiatrist in Playa. And I know there was some other people. So if they come down with psych meds or if they need a medication refill, that can be addressed very easily.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And actually the meds are super cheap. You could probably buy. Anyway, never mind. I won't go into that, but you might want to go to the pharmacy. Get your meds before you get back. If you're on medicine, not, that's fine. But if you are, it's a good place to get your refill. Anyway.
Yeah, so if they come with a prescription, then we respect that, of course, totally.
Right. And, you know, many might have prescriptions if they've been post-detox or whatever, and again, if they have a history of anxiety or depression, you may be running into that. But it depends on who you get. It really does. It's It depends on who you get. Now, I know we've talked about what you do. Can you? I want to talk a little bit. There's another person, Carolina, that does the massage work. She does some the biomagnetism therapy.
Yeah.
Iridology.
Carolina She's the one that I said that has. She studied at the university in a traditional medicine and holistic medicine. She makes her own products, so her own massage oil, her own
aromatherapy type stuff. That's nice.
Yes, and everything with organic and the natural products. And she is going to be working with the women along with me. We're going to have the activities together so that we can give them some of her knowledge into, for example, the the guided meditations, we're going to do that together. The art therapy, we're going to do that together. And she's going to be in charge of everything that is the massage. She does also what we call biomagnetism. So she works with some magnets on different parts of the body.
What was that again? Say that again.
Biomagnetism.
Oh, okay. I think, yeah, I got it.
So yeah, it's very good to reestablish the alkalinization of the body. So, for example, to balance the acidity of the body and make it more alkaline.
Yes.
It's good to reestablish balance into the body. So it's a different approach for sure. But I love that approach. I don't want to get too much into details with the explanations because it's not my domain, but this is one of the techniques that she uses. She uses acupuncture, but she uses a technique that is on the ears, and it's not with needles, it's with seeds. So she uses some little stickers and that she puts on different acupuncture points in the ears that are connected to the different organs in the body. So again, very, very individualized approach for all of those services. So maybe one person is going to need some one kind of massage, more like a deep tissue kind of massage. Maybe another one is going to need a relaxation massage. So she has this very wide menu,
right.
I could say.
A wide spectrum of deliver. And,
spectrum, yeah. She has this very wide spectrum of different massage that she can get, that she can give, and different approaches that she can combine. So this is really what her strength is. So she's going to work with people's body.
Nice. The guests must love that, right?
Oh yeah.
Of course. It's a very special hour. Also to feel like you have all this attention to yourself for this hour. And she has this very good presence, very good energy, and she's very respectful as well. And she has this way of understanding you without you talking. She's wonderful.
That's
yeah,
cool.
I think there's a, and I'm going to talk about Sarah here in a minute, Genevieve. But I think there is this kind of intuitive component going on down there. A really good, positive, intuitive energy that I kind of.
It's a good vibe.
When I was there, yeah, it's a good vibe. That's right.
Good vibe. No, I get the intuitive energy vibe. Yeah, absolutely.
LA
yeah, and it applies for all of us, right? It's right. A lot of it is based on intuition. Also,
right.
Because when you arrive as well, it's not so easy for yourself to identify, and sometimes there is kind of this image that you want to give because you feel a little bit unstable and a little bit scared, maybe a little bit weak, a little bit whatever
little shaky,
it is. But
a little shaky, yeah.
You're shaky, yeah. So when you get there, it's for us to be able to sense you, yeah. So we are all very
so important.
Important women.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Another person I want to showcase is Sarah Murray, and she's a psychologist there. And Sarah is out of Canada and went to McMaster University. And her training's in counseling psychology, but she's also really good, really in touch with what's going on, very easy, very approachable, just such a sweet person. And in her toolbox, she uses a lot of the mindfulness work, art and play therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, and she also can do EMDR, which is really good. For folks with a trauma background and those things. So I really like that because on one end, right, we have Genevieve and Carolina doing very kind of holistic, naturopathic.
Well, it's just a more wellness coach side of it. But
yeah.
I love that, you know, you have so much to offer in the people that are serving the women, but you also tap into the individuality of them sort of creating what works for them and cementing what works for them, not just at the facility, but long-term.
Right.
Yeah, I love that individual approach.
And those deeper mental health or traumatogenic issues can be fully addressed.
Did you make that word up? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no. Traumatic.
Is that a real word, person?
I worked 6 years in a women's prison, man. I'm talking about traumatogenic, baby. That's just, yeah. Where you fit in. Okay, anyway, sorry. But, yeah, all that said is, so, again, I think, you know, Sarah's there as well, providing that level of service that really kind of, I don't want to say it's a, you know, just rounds out the entire experience. And so I, gosh, you know, for me going down there as this kind of stuffed shirt American auditor, you know, type of person, you know, looking at things I really walked away feeling like, wow, you know, this is, there's just no limits, no borders. Everything is very free. You just didn't have that kind of, I don't know, just the energy was just very free and easy, but also very professional.
That's nice.
As well. Make no mistake about it. Very professional. Facilities are on point. Locations on point. You know, the food, I mean, and I'm not a woman, but God almighty, you know, the food and the stuff that's available down there is just fantastic. So, yeah.
And nurturing the body is so important, right, to recovering.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, it's a must.
Absolutely. Yeah. And a lot of them have not taken care of themselves, you know, due to the addiction so learning to how to care for yourself again and feed yourself, all of the things you're doing. And I love what you said about the intuitive side of it. It's like all of the people being very intuitive and tuned, which is, you know, to the person and what their particular needs are and where they're at, you know.
And you know, that's easy to do. It's easy to do when you just have single digit staff or basically five staff.
I think you're right. When there's less clients, it's easier, but I think it's also the people bring that skill set. Okay. Like, you know, just listening to Genevieve, you know, it makes me like, you know, want to be down there and around you and meet you. I mean,
right,
honestly,
we're waiting for you.
Yeah. I got to tell you, just your energy and your knowledge and how well-rounded you are in your approach. You know, you can really sense your experience and your capacity to tune in individually to somebody. And I think that that's so important because people need to be heard for who they are and felt for, you know, where they're at right here, right now and where they're going. And not everybody has the ability to do that. So I think it's a combination of, you know, the numbers, you know, you only have eight, you know, room for eight, but you also have staff that's very capable and tuned in. So I think
yes, and a little word about Sarah. What's great about her as well, she's got years of experience, but she has worked with everybody. She specializes right now with couples and with kids, and she has worked with people with addictions in Canada, and she has worked, like, her panorama is very wide. So that's a very good strength for her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's super important. Yeah, so she can understand and put herself in everybody's shoes pretty much and help you go from there.
Exactly. Yeah. So we got just
strength,
have a few minutes left. And if you're anybody out there who's listening or listening on our podcast on iTunes or on the station podcast, it's relivemex.com. That's www.relivemex.com, and the phone number is a U.S. number at area code 561-880-7877. Again, that's the facility is Relive Mexico at www.relivemex.com, and the phone number 561-880-7877. So that's contact information for Genevieve and the great staff down there at Relive Mexico. You have anything else, Genevieve, real quick before we wrap up? It's about time for us to wrap up the show. Any other parting?
So nice to have you on. Thank you for your time. Really enjoyed.
Well, thank you very much for receiving me. And in the name of Relive, we are arms, hearts, and doors wide open. So we are waiting for you if this place is what you need.
Absolutely.
Fabulous.
Well, great. Thank you for coming on, and be looking maybe to get you on here again here in a few months and see how the center's coming along and maybe some of the new techniques and programs that might be coming along as time goes on. So thanks
Probably.
For coming.
Probably. Let's talk again.
Hey, thanks a lot, Genevieve. Thank you.
Good day.
Have a fabulous day.
Bye.
Stay dry.
Yes, thank you. Trying.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, there it is. Another great show here on the Concierge
Club. Yeah, that was great.
LA Talk Radio. Hey, and folks, don't forget to check us out on Facebook at Concierge Coach Show. And we're on Channel 2. We have our own page on the LA Talk Radio site.
Yes.
latalkradio.com/content/concierge-coaches-show. I'm on Twitter at Cameron Coaches. And also follow us on iTunes. We got picked up by iTunes, and another syndicated place picked us up. Our podcast is getting a little bit of popularity out there. So that's good because we spread the word on coaching and programs, and people just love to hear us. And what well, not us, but they love to hear our guests and what they have to say. So, Cindy, what's your contact?
They can reach me directly at 714-943-6206. Wisdom Foods is my website, wisdomfoods.com, and happy to share with Genevieve today on a great facility in Mexico. So loving that wellness coaching because I do a lot of that in my own practice. So it sounds like they have a great program there, and it was really nice to hear what they have to offer people.
All right. Yes, indeed. So all righty then. So with that, we'll bid everybody a great week. Have a good one. And we'll see you here next week on the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio.
Happy Tuesday. Take care.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Cindy DeFerdinand only on LA Talk Radio.